When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favourite things from popular culture. My name is Amy.
My name is Rachel.
And we're back.
We are back.
We're back again. Oh my God, we're back again.
I'm so glad you didn't go to Eminem for that one.
Next time I'll use that. I feel like we do sing that line a lot though.
Do we?
Well, maybe I just sing it a lot.
Maybe you sing it in your head.
Probably. Yeah. Anyway, we got a new episode this week and I am pumped. We're talking about stuff we hate. I kind of like doing that.
Yeah, I mean, a good rant.
Yeah, so this episode we are discussing the worst characters ever.
Characters who are just the worst.
Yes. For many reasons, these characters are on my list, I guess.
So, yeah. I don't think I've put enough thought into this and nah. I've just got some random people that made me go, ugh.
Yeah, or like people you just get super annoyed with. Like the
yes.
The character itself might not, like they may have a redemption arc or something, but at one point in time I was like, Oh my God, I can't stand you right now. Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what I have.
Okay, great. We're on the same page. We do awesome. This a lot. Awesome. We're professionals, guys.
We're professional ranters.
Yeah, so, well, why don't you kick us off? We'll get right into it because it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah. So, right at the top of my list, like in huge, big caps, was Umbridge.
Oh, my God. She's on here too. I wrote Dolores Umbridge, Umbridge, that bitch.
Yeah. I hate her. I hate her fucking pink cardigan.
Yeah.
I hate the cats.
Yep.
I hate the torture and the political climbing bureaucratic bloody BS. I hate her.
Yeah. And I even remember when I was reading the books, hating her, like with a passion. You know when you read a character and you hate them? That's how you know that character is evil.
Yes.
Like she's the worst character in the whole world.
And Imelda Staunton did such an impressive job.
Yes.
Her little giggle. Oh, my goodness. I love it so much.
Gives me like shivers. I'm like, ooh.
Yep.
It's terrible. And she is terrible. And I feel like she got a fitting end.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's even worse in the books than she is in the films.
Yeah,
like,
they
the
toned
level
her down.
Of torture that she actually puts children through is incredible.
Absolutely. She's a mole.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah, and I feel like we don't even really need to say anymore because if you don't know who she is, we're probably not friends anyway because you don't know what Harry Potter is.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Exactly. Living under a rock. They've been in Umbridge's torture chamber probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Well, I'll go to the next one. Now, this one here is one who I don't hate this character per se, but I just hate something that he did.
Okay.
So this is Star-Lord, Peter Quill.
Look.
And the Infinity Gauntlet.
Why? Did you have to lose your temper?
Exactly. Just control your shit, man.
Just for a minute, so that we can get the job done,
and then
you can kick the shit out of his corpse.
Exactly, because he won't have it on his hand anymore.
And it's like it's all good, mate. You just got to hold yourself together for a minute.
Yeah, I remember being so furious watching that movie, like. What the fuck, mate?
Yep. And then watching everybody get dusted and whatnot. Yeah. Like, fair enough, he got dusted too.
True. So but, that's a little bit of karma coming
but
back.
But it's like, as everybody, it's like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've ever forgiven him. Like, I love Star-Lord in general, but I was just like, that is probably the worst decision any character has ever made in their life.
Yeah.
On my list.
Yeah.
So I'm infuriated with him at the same time.
Yeah, I am too. And I think that I'm glad that he didn't kind of get like a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know, like Gamora is not there. But she's not there and it's not really her. And
it's not his Gamora, shall we say.
Yeah. And she's taken off
as
well.
She's like,
so it's like, huh, you don't even get the girl in the end.
Well, that's right.
Because she gone.
Yeah. And you fucked fault. It. And you know who else is gone, Peter Quill? A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Because they died trying to do something that could have been done if you had just kept your shit together, mate.
Mm, Tony Stark, gone.
Yep. Black Widow, gone. So many people.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not talked enough about. Like, I feel like they just kind of glanced over that in the movies.
Yeah,
like, they were just like,
the
whatever.
Focus was
well, I guess
on
he
Thanos.
Wasn't. He wasn't there either, like you say.
Yeah, yeah. And the focus was on Thanos too. Mm. It's like, oh, we got to stop him. We got to go back, and we got to reverse it all. And it's like, okay, cool. But can we talk about the fact that this would not have happened? But then he can't just play the what if game as well.
It's just tiring.
But if like, they did play that game, the what if, but for the fact that Star-Lord was a giant dick,
yes,
this would have never happened.
Not at all. Anyway, that's probably, he is like right up there with Umbridge on my list. Just in that split second, like I was so angry.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I won't dwell on it because I've dwelled on it for many years, obviously, as you can tell from this pent-up rage
of course
that I'm expressing. Anyway.
Well, I have one that's like sort of in the same vein where it's like, he's not necessarily a bad character, but he's also kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And then if you look back at it, it's like, a lot of this is your fault, buddy, is Bran Stark.
Yes. Yes.
Hodor.
That is the single worst. We've discussed this. I can't remember what podcast it was on. We've done too many chats.
We've done so many.
But we've talked about this and how that was such a terrible character death in Hodor.
It was one of the worst in the series, if not the worst. Well, no, it wasn't the worst, but it definitely like top five.
Yes.
And there's a lot of death.
Pretty much every episode there's death. So.
But that was completely gut-wrenching. And even, like, some of the actions that he puts into motion, he knows that Daenerys is going to go rogue.
Crazy.
Because he knows by this point, he knows he's going to be king.
Mm.
And he knows she's going to lose her shit. She's going to burn down all of King's Landing.
Kill
pretty much.
Of
thousands of people, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives. And he just kind of, he does the whole, it's kind of like a Doctor Strange where it's like, well, if I say something, that means that it won't happen and we won't get to the end where it needs to be. But he just...
He's a little asshole about it, though.
He's a little asshole about it. He's like, no, 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 I don't want to be... He deliberately turns down being Lord of Winterfell because he says he can't be Lord of anything. And then they're like, oh, are you sure you want to be king? And he says, why do you think I came all the way here? And it's like, wow, you're a supreme dick.
Yeah, I can't be Lord because I'm a big king.
Yeah.
So just you watch. Watch this space, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would agree with that.
And he's like, I'm going to sit here and be bait for the Night King.
Mm.
And I'm going to let all of these people, you know, Alysanne Stark or whatever, Alys Karstark and Theon Greyjoy and all of those beautiful people that were guarding him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay. They can just sacrifice themselves and I'm just going to touch this tree, peace out, for all of the battle. Doesn't even think, oh, hey, maybe I should warg into a dragon. No, I'm going to be a bird for about 6 hours while everybody else is fighting for their lives. And then I'm going to come back just in time to tell Theon, you're a good man. Now go die.
Death upon you, Theon.
And then I know that my sister is like 2 minutes away and she's going to end it all.
Yeah. So I'll just sit here calmly and quietly and let everyone else do the work.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I've never really thought of it that way. Like, you know, you're watching it and you're like, oh, man, if he just said something. But when you put it into context like that, you're like, man, this guy was a dick.
He's a dick.
Why didn't he step – well, not step in, but you know what I mean? Because he can't step. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. Anyway.
But he's got this incredible ability and he doesn't use it except to be a bird and have a look at what's going on and go, oh, yeah, everything's falling into place, so I'm just going to, like, keep watching. It's like those dicks when people have, you know, like there's fights and riots and people beating up other people, kneeling on people's necks
and
whatnot, and they just stand there and film it. That's Bran.
Yeah, you're correct. It is him. You know what? Those kind of people who do, as a side tangent, who stand there and film, what the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. Like, I understand, like, you want to get the footage for the purpose of, okay, at least this is recorded now. But if that were me, I would like be scrambling to, if it were between calling 000, 911, 999, whatever it is, emergency services, if it were between calling emergency services and filming, I'm calling because they're going to record the call anyway and I can describe what's happening. If there's more than one person, it's like I'm either filming or and saying you call 911, 000, whatever, or I'm the one calling and they're the one filming. Yeah. You can do, but you some can't teamwork. Do both.
No.
You can't. I would never pick recording over getting in contact with emergency services.
No, nope,
never.
At all.
I can't understand
because
it.
They can't help you until you've sent, you know, notified them. And what? Okay, great. You get to the end of this filming footage, and you're like, sweet, got all the footage. The person is dead.
Somebody
or severely
might be dead.
Injured.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, guess what, policeman? Though I've got it all on camera. Thank you.
Thanks
for that.
For that, but somebody's dead, and yeah, they might end up dead anyway. But
at least you've tried. Your
at
best.
Least you tried.
Anyway.
So, brand start, try harder, and get the fuck out, you twat.
While we're on the topic of Game of Thrones, shall we just mention Joffrey?
Joffrey's the worst.
Like, we don't really need to talk too much about him.
We don't need to talk too much about him. He's the worst.
Because he's
I'm
in the
glad
same,
that he died.
The same. He's in the same vein as Umbridge, right? Yeah. He's just that the whole character's being is to drive people mental and make them hate him.
Yeah.
Or her. And the actors, we've mentioned this before, but the actors who portray that, amazing.
Incredible.
What a skill set.
I know.
But, yeah, Joffrey is the biggest dick.
The biggest.
In the entire world.
Yeah.
And he deserved everything that he got.
100%.
Absolutely. Anyway.
100%. See, that's what incest does, folks. Don't
fuck
don't
do
sister.
That. That's a bad thing. All right. Since we just quickly touched on that one, I'll add one more.
Grab
on my
one.
List. So have you ever seen the movie Atonement with Keira Knightley and James McAvoy?
Oh, I have, but it was like ages ago. So bring me up to speed.
So essentially Keira Knightley's character, I think her name's Cecilia. I can't really remember.
That sounds right.
She has a younger sister who's a little jealous bitch. Let's just call it that. Her name's Bryony or Bryony. I don't know how they pronounce it, whatever. But she essentially sees these two getting it on and being a little bit risque, the two characters. So she cries wolf and I'm pretty sure she pretends that or she lies about the fact that James McAvoy's character, I think his name's John. We'll call him John, whatever. Raped her tried to molest her type thing.
Yeah.
Splits him up, all this kind of stuff. And then at the end of the film, you come and see Bryony all, you know, old and weathered and she's telling the story of what came. And both the characters died because they were like, well, fuck all of you, left. And then they died miserable deaths all alone.
Yep.
All because she was a little jealous bitch and she was way younger than them too, might I add.
Yeah.
So it was like not nothing that could happen. I remember watching that movie and being like, I hate that little girl. Like,
it's,
I hate her.
It's
I hate
the
that
worst.
Child.
Yeah.
All right, I got that off my chest.
No, that is A-okay because she was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
For doing that.
What a terrible thing to do. And that's what lies do, people. They fuck people's lives up. So don't
truth.
Do it. Don't be a little bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bryony Tallis was her name. Sorry, I'll put that in there. So there you go from Atonement. I felt really bad for the characters of...
I just remember the movie being, like, super depressing.
Oh, it is. Why. It's very depressing because it all, you know, it starts off like,
because it centers around all of that.
Yep. Oh, awful. We're so in love and blah, blah, blah. And then, no, jokes, we're not really. We're all fucked up and then we die.
Oh, my God.
Great. It's like one of those classic, you know, like, Jane... I don't actually know who the author of Atonement is. I probably should. But it's like that whole era of, you know, the Jane Austen books and all of that that have that real terrible vibe about them.
Yep.
Anyway.
Where it has to have like this tragic.
Very big
undertone.
Trauma. Yeah. Something terrible happens.
Yes.
And they either bounce back from it or they don't.
Or everybody dies.
Yeah. There's no in between.
There's nothing.
Anyway, there you go. That's another one from me.
All right. Well, I've got one that is for more of a female audience, I guess.
Okay.
So sorry, listeners, if you're not. You know what? You know, there are probably a lot of dudes into this as well who. I don't care. Pretty much everybody in the Gilmore Girls. Except Luke.
Luke is the only saving grace of that film.
Yeah.
Rory is an annoying, entitled little mole. Let's
Lorelai
just say
is also an awful person.
Yep. All of Rory's boyfriends to be terrible.
Terrible.
She can't make a decision, number one. Don't string all of them along. What are you doing?
I know. And so Rory, I think, would be the absolute worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah, followed closely by her mother.
Yes. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Correct. And then there's like the boyfriends who are all terrible. The grandparents. Richard wasn't that bad, but he had his moments where he was pretty awful and then he passed away. So he doesn't really count.
And then
but
Rory
Emily
got all the money. Can we just say? Like, I know. She complain. Got heaps of money. Complain. It's yep. like, what do you want, girlfriend?
She just wants everything all the time to be exactly her way. Mm-hmm. That's what Rory is. You know, because she had this freewheeling mother or whatever it was. I don't know what it was, but that was clearly a terrible upbringing. Yeah. And she's trash, and just about everybody in Stars Hollow is also trash except for Luke.
Yeah, Luke is, like I've said, the most wonderful. But the whole thing about – I'm pretty sure we've talked about it before. See, some of these conversations I think we may have had in my head. So anyway,
sorry
if you guys haven't been privy to this. But like we've talked about, I'm pretty sure, who Rory should have got with. Did we talk about that on the show or just outside of the show?
Maybe it was outside of the show.
Anyway.
While we were watching the revival.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think she should have ended up with any of them.
I think she should end up alone.
Yes.
Leave them boys alone, girl. Leave them alone.
But I always loved, what's his name, Jess. Is it Jess?
Oh, no. Did you?
I loved him, like, at the start when he was, like, this bad boy. And then now, like, when I was watching Gilmore Girls as a younger girl, I'm like, oh, wow, like, Jess, blah, blah. And now like I look back, romance. I'm like, he was an asshole.
Yeah, he was. I was a Dean girl, and then I realized that he, too, is an asshole. And then after, like, becoming – I've had three stages of Gilmore Girls. So initial watch, I was all about Dean, and I was like, ooh, how romantic.
Dean's the best.
And then I grew up a little bit and I was like, ooh, Dean's actually trash. I'm all about Logan.
Ooh, the successful, sexy Logan. Man.
And then on third watch, which was like the most recent one, is when I realized that all of them are terrible.
They all treat each other like shit and they're no good. But anyway, look, young minds run free. Whatever.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
While we're talking about entire casts.
Here we go.
Can I just make mention of the human race in Avatar? Can we just say that?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Terrible. They come to a planet, they destroy it, and then they just like are like, oh, well, sorry. Sorry about it. We're going to steal all your shit and kill all of the savages.
Yeah, the humans are I mean, can we just say the human race in general?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
We are probably the worst species.
We're pretty trash.
We destroy everything and complain about everything. So what's good about us? I don't know. We've had some great like scientific
breakthroughs and whatnot, but did we need to do all of that stuff?
Who knows now? We'll never know. But, yeah, I was, like, thinking just then when you said that, I was like, there are some actual castes that are the worst.
They're pretty much all trash.
All humans and Avatar, there you go.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Who else have I got on my list?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I've just written here, Jacqueline Phoenix.
Jacqueline.
In Gladiator. And then later on I've written his actual name was Emperor Commodus.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
What a I remember watching. Bag.
So I watched Gladiator when I was quite young because my dad loved the film.
Yeah.
And like I remember the scene where Russell Crowe arrives at his house and his family is all dead and all of that kind of stuff. And then it all comes in and I was like, man, this guy is terrible. Like he's a terrible, terrible person.
Yeah.
Terrible man. Gladiator is a good film though.
It is.
I haven't seen it in a while.
I need to watch it again.
You know those movies where you're like, damn, that was good. But then so many other movies are around. You're just like, haven't had time to watch
it. Yeah, well, because it was long at the time.
It was at the time, yes.
At the time. We're talking, you know, have you seen Snyder Cut yet?
No, Rachel.
No, because you don't have 4 hours to spare.
You know who I am as a person.
Yeah, I watched it in installments.
That's a good way to do it.
How devo I am that I didn't get to be part of the episode.
Yeah, those bastards.
I know. Also, they're like, I know it's not ideal, but we're going to record at 8:30 a.m. on a Thursday. Do you think you can make it? No, fuck no, I cannot make it at 8:30 a.m.
I got school drop off. I got work.
Yeah, I was gonna skip work. And then I realized I have school-aged children, so it was virtually impossible for me not to make happening. It. I could not be there. I was so upset.
I love how the question was put into our – so we have a CC hosts group chat for everybody playing at home. It was like, right, who is available for Snyder Cut, blah, blah, blah. Nobody even mentioned me because you were all just like, we know this bitch.
We were like, by the way, Amy, we already know you're not going to watch it in time.
I'm sorry. It's just who I am as a person.
Yeah,
I watch things. Do you know what? You're going to hate me. And we've talked about this in another episode, how I was excited for a film that came out in 2020 in 2021.
Oh, my God. You still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God, Amy.
I haven't. I know.
List of characters who are the worst. Amy.
Because she doesn't watch any good shit.
This is why you're Grimace.
I know. Anyway. I told my husband about that. He's like, no, well, that's fair. I'm like, you're an asshole. Anyway, so I will watch it. My plan was, so I'm getting on a plane on Thursday to fly and see my sister who has had a new baby.
Yay.
And I'm going to be watching Wonder Woman on that flight.
Very good.
I have it teed up. Anyway, back on topic.
Yes.
Emperor Commodus from Gladiator.
Yes.
Douche.
He's the entire reason why I've never liked Joaquin Phoenix's face.
Well, he has that snarly, evil face in that movie.
And in other times when I've seen his face, I'm like, oh, he doesn't look like that all the time. No. I keep forgetting.
No.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He's so good.
But like...
What a talented family.
Absolutely. Like, you know where you look at a family and you're like, wow...
Yes.
Those, like the Hemsworths, wow.
The DNA, mate, is just so...
And then I look at my family, I'm like, where did we go wrong? Why are none of us talented? Why is this useless bitch not able to watch movies on time? at least I know. Ooh. I know my faults. Okay, guys?
You're confident in yourself.
Yeah. Don't expect more. One day I'll surprise you. Yeah. I'll be like, I've seen it before all of you.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you didn't even get to Game of Thrones till like 6 months after it finished.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I know. But I was like, I've waited so long. What's another 6 months? Mm. Another thing is I still haven't seen WandaVision.
Oh, it's so good.
I know it is. I've seen like the, you know where they post up like the...
Recaps?
Yeah. And I've seen a couple. I've tried to stay spoiler free. So like in our, you know, Discord groups and all that, I've muted all of that stuff. But I'm keen to watch it. And it is one of those things. I'm pretty sure on Disney Plus you can download some of the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I will do that for the flight home.
Oh, that's awesome. Start watching that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's all done now. So at least I won't have to wait like everybody else did.
It was great though. To do it.
Like, I haven't done that in a while. You know where you wait for the next episode to come out? Yeah. Mm, the suspense.
It's exciting.
All right. Who else was on your list?
Elena Gilbert.
Oh my God.
I don't watch The Vampire Diaries.
I loved The Vampire Diaries. I watched the whole first season in one night.
Mm.
And I remember waking up and I had to go to uni the next morning. Mm. And I looked outside and I'm like, the light is in. Like the sun has come up and I have not gone to bed yet.
Oh, goodness me.
So I didn't go to uni that day. But I loved it. I was like, this is great. And then as it got on, I was like, oh, my God. Why are you so shit?
She's actually the worst.
Wingy. Like,
I never watched Vampire Diaries, but Jake, hubby, was so into it. And it would be on in the background and I would just be doing whatever. And every time I heard her voice, I was like, oh, this bitch again. And he must have been up to those seasons where she got just
annoying.
So, like, unbearable.
Mm.
And in when the because he had it on DVD, and in the, like, loop. Oh, no, it wasn't that it was on DVD. It was that, like, every episode had the previously
the recap.
On.
Yeah.
And it was always her crying.
You're not wrong.
And I was like, this fucking bitch. I can't. Just shut up, Elena. And that became my catchphrase every day.
Shut up, Elena. Like, I feel like they just ran out of content for that and they just kept writing her the same story over and over. The first couple of seasons were great. Mm. I didn't watch the last couple. I don't even know how many there are. Let's say there's seven seasons.
I feel like it was season five Elena that got really bad.
Yeah, you're probably right there. But she was a pain. You know, just those main characters that are written to be, they don't save themselves. They don't do anything for themselves.
Yes.
And they just rely on everybody else to help them.
Yes.
That was her.
Yes, and she would just fall to pieces all the time.
Yeah.
Like, just please, get your shit together, Elena.
Get your shit together.
Yes.
Anyway, Okay, I agree with that one. Let's see, who else is on my list here? I have, I have Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And it's not that he's a terrible person or anything. His character, I think it's more the show, just because it came all full circle and I felt like it was a waste of my life having to watch this person's storyline come back to the start. I just felt like it was just painful.
It can be beautiful when things come full circle, but when the premise of the show is about somebody else and then you make it about banging your mate.
Yeah.
And just wanting to be like, it's called How I Met Your Mother.
Exactly.
And he's spent this whole time making the kids believe that he's telling them the story of how he met their mother and then immediately turns it on his head and goes, and that's why I need to be with Aunt Robin.
Yeah. And I was just like, what? Why did we watch all of this shit about let's be honest, a boring man?
Yes.
His friends are the most interesting part of this story. Yes. He is boring. And he's got two kids here who I was like, well, we're going to at least get a love story out of this and understand what's happened. No, just going to be asking the kids for permission to
be with Aunt Robin.
Bang a friend. Anyway, Ted Mosby is on my list for that reason.
Yeah, I agree. Get rid of him. And a lot of people give Barney shit.
Yeah, I like Barney.
Barney, he's unashamedly Barney.
Yeah, there's no stopping him.
You know, but where Ted Mosby is exactly the guy that's be like, I'm a nice guy though.
I'm an architect.
Why did nice guys finish last?
Because you're a loser.
Because boring. You are annoying.
Yeah.
You're annoying and you're boring. There's nothing interesting about you and you're actually not that attractive either.
No. I would have preferred if Robin and Barney stayed together. I thought that was a great pairing.
Loved Robin and Barney together.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Stupid. Anyway, we could rave on for ages, but he was the last person on my list.
Oh, okay. Well, I will pick. Okay.
If you've got a couple, let's just go.
I'm going to rapid fire a couple. Yeah, go. Okay. Ali from The Notebook.
Oh, Notebook.
Because the word I wrote next to it was puke. Puke. This is what I wrote. Ali from The Notebook. Puke. What a total bitch. Actually, they're both awful.
They are, really.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree. Useless. I love the movie The Notebook, but you look at it and you're like, these two, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you two?
Just know your worth, know who you are, date who you want.
I love to watch the movie. I will cry every time.
I cry every time.
I love love, guys.
Yeah.
I love love. But if they were actually people that I knew, that I were friends, I would never be friends with them.
No
way. If they happened to be people that I knew and were friends with, I would be like, can you fucking get your shit together?
Just lock them in a room.
Yeah, it's like you either leave each other alone forever.
Yep, dunsies.
Or just get married.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Stop fucking up everybody else's lives.
You're messing with everyone else. Poor James Marsden.
I know.
Poor James Marsden.
Precious James Marsden shall forever be kept safe.
My goodness.
Allie. Okay, agree.
Okay, Allie. God, Deadpool. I hate you. I will bring it up at every opportunity. You're the worst, Deadpool.
Oh, God.
Rose from Titanic.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah. Move your ass over, Rose.
Move over, Rose. And just, this has got to be, I know that people have actually scientifically proven that he could have fit it on that board with her.
That's what I'm saying.
This bitch. And he was a nobody. She had everything and they were like, oh, she gave up everything for him. Well, you know what she didn't give up? Some space for him to sit next to her.
That's right.
The easiest thing to do.
Didn't even swap. No. They didn't even take turns.
Yeah. Turnsies. Haven't you heard of this? And again, I love Titanic, the movie. I just hate that.
And then at the end, what does she do?
Fucking thing into the ocean.
Throws the thing in the ocean. Do you know how many people that would have fed, girl?
Yeah, now it's just
gone.
They
could have funded the entire expedition.
I love the noise too. You'd made the same noise.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, are you serious, Nana?
84 years ago. Oh, shut up, Rose.
Shut up, Rose.
Anyway, agree.
All right, now this last one.
Okay.
Might trigger some people.
Okay.
I'm going to say it though.
Go.
Captain America.
Captain America. Okay, I agree.
You do?
The ending. So how he, all of that bullshit at the end, I was like, come off it.
Yes.
Like, honestly, is that what we've amounted to here?
Yes.
Of this whole story.
Of this whole thing.
We're going to go back and kill ourselves, essentially. Yeah. Because we're going to be an old man.
Yep.
And just to live some time
just
with.
Just to have some time with Peg. Well, you didn't seem to mind when you were banging her niece, exactly. By the way.
No, I 100% agree with that. I thought that was – I was really disappointed that that was how it ended for him.
Yes.
Like I, and like you like, said
– oh, he got his happy ending. Yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I don't think – I do love love. Mm. But, like, seeing him in the end there having that dance with Peggy, it would have made more sense to me if he went back, literally had a dance with Peggy.
Mm.
At some point, and came back like you're supposed to. You have a responsibility. You're the one that did all of this throughout the entire series. He was self-important.
Mm.
He was arrogant. Mm. He was judgmental.
Mm.
He put all of them. And Iron Man, Tony Stark, had – he made all the points.
Yes.
When he got back from when he got back from space.
Mm.
Thank you, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yes.
That is her name.
Carol Danvers.
Carol. Thank you, Carol. Brought him back and him saying, I've got nothing for you.
Yeah.
And I've got no time for you because I was the one who said, this is what you
It'll
we should
happen.
Be doing. This yeah. is what's going to happen. And you were like, no, I'm 100 years old and I know better than you, even though I was frozen for most of it.
Mm.
Excuse me, Steve, but you are not more important than anybody else.
No.
Your opinions don't count more than anybody else's. And, yes, he's handsome and whatnot, but he was a total dick about everything and he cost a lot of people their lives
mm-hmm.
and livelihoods and opportunities and now you're just going to go off and become an old man and be like, no, I don't think I'll tell you.
Here's my shield. Take it. Take the shield. And take then, the shield.
So I don't know if you've seen Captain and the Winter Soldier
yet. I haven't started off. Have I seen
No,
it?
Of course you haven't. I mean, sorry, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Well, there's a lot of conversation alluding to what Steve would have wanted. But it's like, well, he was alive and old at the end of the series.
Did
Somebody
he die?
Just go ask him.
Yeah, like.
Look, I've summoned a child.
Yeah.
Because they're really into Falcon and Winter Soldier so much that they've changed their names from WandaVision characters to Sam and Bucky.
Oh my God.
So
who's Sam, who's Bucky?
Oliver is Bucky and right. Charlie is Sam.
Okay. Love yeah. that. Love I, that for them.
Yeah.
I am eager to actually watch that series. That is one that I have queued up because I'm like, I want to see what happens here. And like, don't get me wrong, I love Captain America. Like, I love that, you know, so many people looked up to him, all that kind of stuff. But he could have handled things a lot better.
A lot better.
And like that ending, you understood both sides of the story with, you know, the Civil War and things. There were different priorities, which
there
meant
were.
It, right? And you can kind of see past that. But then you get to the end and it's like, you know, so many people have died and then other people are like, but he just wanted his happiness. Yeah, well, so did a lot of fucking
so
other people.
So did a lot of people.
And they died.
Just wanted his happiness.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Natasha Romanoff would have liked her happiness.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tony Stark was enjoying himself perfectly fine until you guys fucked shit up.
Exactly. He was living with Morgan and Pepper.
Yeah.
Loving I to love 3,000. Right? Anyway.
He had 3,000 loves.
Exactly.
3,000 of them. And now what does Morgan have? Just a lot of cheeseburgers from Happy.
Yeah.
And not a dad.
No,
and
she's got a
Gwyneth
cheeseburger shape.
As a mother. She's going to get grouped
change her
all
name.
Up in this.
Change her name to a fruit.
She's going to get vajazzled.
Yeah. Anyway.
Steamed up in there.
Yes. It's a conflicting thing.
It's, well, I'm not conflicted.
I am because I love,
no,
I love him.
I like love him too, but I'm so mad. It's
yeah.
like Star-Lord.
Yes,
like
I agree.
But I'm so mad at you
mm.
and I don't know if I want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
But
I need to stew on this
I will
for a while.
Appreciate you kind of a
yeah.
little bit.
I will appreciate
I have
America's
some
ass.
Respect. Yeah, you're very handsome.
All right.
I'm so glad that we got to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm glad somebody else had that feeling because I remember watching that scene and being like, I'm disappointed.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm just disappointed. But I remember also watching when Tony Stark was like really laying into him going like,
fucking tell him.
Tell him.
Tell him. Tell him like it is. All right. We better finish this off because we're just getting very violent.
Going to have to do it for this week.
Yeah. But we'll be back with a brand new episode next week.
That's right. And you know where you can find us? You can find us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends. Tell your family.
Tell them.
And if it's not 5-star, baby, I don't want it.
Yeah. We only accept the best here.
Yeah.
We're all about that self-love.
It's because we only give the best.
It's true.
And if you want to see more of the best, we've got our Facebook listener community. So just search Comic Confidential Listener Community and join in on all of the good fun.
Because it is fun. In there. We have a lot of funny shit that's posted on there. Yeah. I live for that.
There's
like
memes and polls.
Yeah.
And
arguments sometimes.
Lots of arguments. Lots of arguments, particularly when it comes to Kate and Troy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But you know what else we've got, which is so keeping up with the times, is we have an email address that you can contact us on. Yeah. That is comicconpod@gmail.com. Super easy, super quick. Send us a line.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, we also have Twitter and YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, we do.
It is Comic Con Pod. All of them are, I believe.
Yeah, just search it up. You'll find us.
You'll find us because we are everywhere.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Don't tell me you can't find us, because if I, a social media literate person can find it, you can find it.
That's right.
I don't want any excuses.
That's right. And we also have other shows on our network, which is the CC Radio Network. Mm-hmm. We love this network.
Yep.
We have the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast with Wayne and Paul.
Yeah, those boys are amazing.
They are so cool. They are our brothers from the West.
Yeah, way out west.
The wicked
Wild, Wild West.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. I knew where you were going.
I was going to say Wicked Witches.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, they're not witches.
No, we're the witches.
We are.
Talking about witches, you know what else we've got? There's a Believe.
There's a Believe podcast. Yeah, all supernatural and paranormal, spooky. You've got your Yetis.
Yeah.
You've got your freaking Yowies.
Yep.
Ghosts. Anything that starts with a Y.
Yeet.
You've got yeet.
Yeet on over there and listen to Believe.
Anyway.
We'll leave it there.
Thank you for listening. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
See ya.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.